my grandmother's name was and the two families came sometime during the 1600s. We always talk about grandmother coming from on the Mayflower, you know, but I don't guess they really did. But it's back as far as in the 1600s, which I have the family tree traced back through 11 generations. And it happened that I got in touch with a cousin who lives in Athens, Pennsylvania now. And she was secretary for the Daughters of the American Revolution for 17 years, and she went to all these cemeteries where these people were buried and got all the did all the research. And of course it was handed to me. I didn't really pursue it that far because I didn't know where to go. But she also gave me the side, which was the grandfather's side. And they had some real odd names. They all had big families, of course, but their children had odd names. For instance, in the family tree, there were two girls that were named, one of them named Deliverance and one named Experience. Can you imagine naming a child that?
Couldn't imagine the nicknames.
Oh, boy. I've never really known exactly why they came to Texas other than adventure. And then they went to, there were other brothers, grandfathers, other brothers that went farther west. For instance, one went to California and founded the town of Porterville, which is still there. And I have a first cousin who lives there. He's in his 70s now, and he had never seen my mother. And my mother was his father's youngest sister. And about 3 months before she died, he called or wrote me and said he was coming at Easter. And this was in late April. And I called him and I said, if you want to see my mother, you had better come now. He was here the next day at 5 o'clock. He and his wife flew from California. Of course, mother wasn't in any shape to really enjoy them. And I thought it was terrible how people do, you know, wait till they're almost dead before they come. But he was determined he was going to see her. And that was the second time I had seen him, because when my daughter lived in California, I went out there and I looked him up. And we had a real nice visit, and we have become quite close since then.
Can you remember any other things on that side of the family as far as their contribution to the settlement in the area? When did they come to Texas, or did you?
I can't recall the year right off. I'd have to look it up because I don't look at it often. But they came, I believe grandmother had about four children when they came to Indianola, and I mentioned them coming around by boat.
That's right.
And he was a surveyor. And
then that's right. So that was the first
generation. Right. But on the side now, the Nicholas who came in, to Copano in 1829, he was not a colonist, but he got on the boat at New Orleans with the colonists and came. And I have reason to believe that in his travels from New York, he went to Philadelphia. And this is where James Power and James Hewittson were well acquainted. And he possibly was in touch with them somehow, that he made this trip on down to New Orleans and got on the boat there. He lost his first wife in St. Louis. Then he married a German woman. Now, he was Irish, and she was a German woman who had was working at a boarding house. He had the three children in this boarding house because the mother had died. And he became acquainted with her. The story goes that she didn't speak any English. Now, how do you